Hello, and welcome to the Cancer Horizons podcast. In each episode, you'll hear from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what CURE does best: provide cancer updates, research, and education.
Charlene Wexler has turned profound grief into a world of stories. Charlene is the Chicago-based author of 7 books, as well as several short stories. Inspiration for what would become her 2014 debut novel, Lori, arrived following the loss of her son, Jeffrey, who received a diagnosis of leukemia in 1977 at the age of 8 and died in 1981 at the age of 12. A work of fiction drawing on elements of her own experiences, Lori was the start of the 4-book Laughter and Tears series, and Charlene's work is currently being re-released via Speaking Volumes. Charlene, herself an ovarian cancer survivor who now has skin cancer, spoke with Cancer Horizons about her cancer journeys, her path to becoming an author, and the different challenges faced by patients and caregivers.
I always wrote for myself, and writing fiction is a new career I started about 10 years ago. Cancer has been in our family for years. Aunts, uncles, my mother, my grandfather. I had ovarian cancer. Right now I have skin cancer. And we've dealt with all of them. And the cancer that really knocked us out was when my 8-year-old son, my firstborn, was diagnosed with leukemia. And we fought at Children's Hospital, Children's Memorial in Chicago. We dealt with it. We fought, you know, the cancer for 4.5 years before he died. And during that whole time, I wrote, I kept journals. And then after he died, I was devastated and really couldn't get out of bed. I was strong during the time he was fighting it. I took all my stuff together that I had been writing about him, and I wrote a story, and I sent it to my sister, who was, you know, my reads anything I write, and who was there for me the whole time. And she said, "This is great, but it's too devastating." She says, "Why don't you try again?" She said, "Nobody's going to want to read this. It's just too, you know, grief ridden." And oh, I started writing it in third person. And I found, all of a sudden, I found I could write fiction. And that I loved it, that you could make up a story. I mean, my book, Lori, was the first book I wrote, full book. I was writing short stories. And I found, my God, I could change it. And instead of making him a boy, I made her a girl. And when I first started writing, I thought, I'm going to make her survive it. That Jeffrey didn't. I'm going to make Julie, the girl in my story, live. But then as I started writing, I realized I wanted to add what happened to me and how I survived and how I didn't survive in the beginning. And then after I wrote the first draft, and then I realized the book needed more than just a child dying from leukemia. And all of a sudden, the character Lori became stronger than the child that died. And I felt like there's a lot of issues I can deal with. A third of the book deals with the cancer, and it deals with surviving afterwards. And surviving was not just me. It was our whole family that became disrupted. And it was also the kids. Unfortunately, now kids are used to, I mean, it's terrible to say this, but today kids are used to their classmates dying, their friends dying. This is back in the 90s, 80s, 90s. And the kids in my son's class were also devastated. 30 years later, I had somebody that I met by accident, and she gave me a big hug, and she said, "Jeffrey's death changed my whole life." And these were 12-year-old kids. Like I said, unfortunately today, it's a different story. I went to therapy, all I did was cry, but I had a good support system with my sister and with friends. By writing, I found fiction, and since then I've written 7 books and a lot of short stories. And I was a teacher, then I worked in my husband's dental office, and I always liked to write, but it was always for me. And all of a sudden I found, a different part of me. And the fiction did, it helped quite a bit. Also, I started dealing with other issues, with women's issues, which a lot of my writing has gone into now. And my newest book that's going to come out in the spring deals with abortion, deals with women's rights. I mean, I found a new part of me. I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and that's when you were told, get your MRS degree, and like Cinderella, you'll live happily ever after. Well, it doesn't happen, and that's what my books are sort of dealing with, women and their rights and their survival and how strong they can be. Actually, I've been a cancer victim. I had ovarian cancer, and by some miracles, I think it's my son up there that saved me and said, my other son needs me. But I found out that sometimes it's easier being the victim than the caretaker, because you're in charge in a crazy way. You can make the decisions. I don't know, it's like, you're more in charge if you're the victim. And I found I could be stronger being the victim. Maybe it had something to do with losing a son, which is the worst thing that can happen to you, is to lose a child. But as a victim, you're more in charge of yourself. As a caregiver, constantly worried, how can I help? And I was constantly in fear. As the victim, I was more attuned that if it happens, it happens.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cancer Horizons podcast or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cancer Horizons podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Cure Today and on X at Cure_Today. And be sure to sign up for Cure's e-newsletter for the latest in cancer updates, research, and educational opportunities.